Hello and welcome to Send Parenting Balance podcast. My name is Katie Walker and I talk all things parenting children with autism, ADHD and or PDA. Today we are going to touch on autism with ADHD and the conflict between both. This is very big in my world at home and it's something that's definitely challenged me over time. This definitely deserves a podcast all of its own. So ADHD with autism is really common. Although autism and ADHD have similarities, including attention difficulties, fidgeting, stimming, social difficulties, sensory processing disorder, and sleep disorders. So there is an overlap between the two. There is also characteristics that are different. And so if you have a child with both, like me, you can literally see the ADHD behaviours and the autism behaviours. And you can also see a third level, and that's the challenges of combining both together. Interventions can be really hard to put into place and stick to constantly when both ADHD and autism are present. In my daughter, I see her daily struggles with routine, in particular, massively. She likes to set her plans and routines, even writes them out on beautiful PDF documents, and sets alarms as reminders. The newness of this routine feels fun, so she can stick to it for 2 to 3 days. But then she becomes overstimulated and burns out. She then needs 2 to 3 days to recover from these self-set goals. After sat in burnout for 2 to 3 days, she then feels bored and is seeking something new and exciting again, trying to get that dopamine hit. And so the cycle continues. This is incredibly hard to manage for mainstream education and even homeschooling. It requires a huge amount of patience and a huge amount of flexibility. This cycle seems to be particularly similar in her social world, also. She has self-esteem issues and a social communication disorder linked to autism, which inhibits finding a social circle. Yet she craves to be lively, funny, and centre of attention at the very same time. She loves the initial few moments of a new friendship, but then can feel overwhelmed with the responsibility of maintaining a friendship after the initial honeymoon phase has gone. It can create anxieties about the way she looks, the way she acts, and she feels the pressures to look and act a certain way. And she constantly masks whoever she is friends with, so she will people please to be liked, of course. And then be an exact duplicate of whoever she is friends with at that time. She can overanalyze every conversation, and therefore, this can create further anxiety or burnout. Another area of difficulty where the two can clash together, that is ADHD and autism, is self-care. The autism making routines to shower and exercise and sleep better. And the ADHD hyper-focusing on special interests so intensely that the routine and self-care is no longer as important as the special interest she is focused on. Another area, there are plenty, is her messy room. Another huge clash between ADHD and autism. She has all the boxes, the bags, the drawers neatly labelled, makeup, art stuff. Clothes, books. But she can only manage to keep it all in place and organised for about 12 hours. After this, it is impossible. This causes frustration because often she can't find what she's looking for, and the sheer fact nothing is in its place means that she's so overwhelmed before looking for the item that she can't see through the mess. The autism wants it to be tidy and in place. The ADHD doesn't know where to begin because it's too chaotic, messy, and overwhelming. Having both conditions can make it feel overwhelming and impossible as a parent to put in interventions that can help. It can feel as if whatever intervention you put in for one, for example, the autism, it will inevitably irritate the other, for example, ADHD. If you then throw in PDA, pathological demand avoidance, and SPD, sensory processing disorder, then it really can feel like, where on earth do I start? This is why I talk so much about writing your own care plan. There's a podcast on it named Taking Back Control. It enables you to see what diagnosis is fueling which behaviour, and that knowledge is power. Power of how to help, how to approach it, and what intervention to put in place. So if you haven't yet, make your way over to Taking Back Control podcast next. A level of acceptance is needed when there are many diagnoses. If your child has sensory processing disorder, then they're going through a lot. If your child has sleep or food take disorder, then they're finding basic needs difficult. If they have PDA, then interventions are difficult, as is communication. And now, if you add in ADHD and autism, wow. Suddenly, it's not just about the simple task of tidying your room. My daughter's nearly 14 years old. She can't tidy her room. I know some will eye roll and say, at 14, she should be able to. But I'm here to tell you that she hasn't got the skills needed to do it. On the rare times that she has managed to do it, do you know what happens? She goes down to the kitchen, grabs a bin bag, puts everything on her floor and sideboards in it. That includes her clean clothes, her dirty clothes, her rubbish, her cups, her plates full of food not eaten, may I add, her makeup, etc. She then puts that bin bag in my room and asks me to sort it while she sits in her no clutter chaos free bedroom. What do I do and what have I been doing for the last few years? Well, body doubling her and offering her calm and teaching opportunities in breaking down tasks is the best thing. For example, in tidying her room, I will go and body double and talk her through what I'm doing. I'm taking the washing out first. Then let's do the makeup. I make it as fun as I can, yet as calm as possible too. And I accept that she's not ready to independently do this yet, even with those eye rolls from others saying, surely at nearly 14 she can. I hope that when she's ready, these teachings of breaking down tasks and remaining calm, even in the clutter and chaos, will be in her own toolbox of resources that when she's older, she can remember and therefore use. So, how could you help? Well, a PDA approach, which is a low demand approach, works really well. Being consistent, body doubling, having empathy instead of frustration, allowing plenty of time and then allow plenty more, using social stories, opening up communication about ADHD, autism, and combining the two, having a predictable routine with a few spontaneous dopamine hits thrown in work really well. Communicate calmly and validate the child's feelings always. Allow the world to stop sometimes for them. And ensure the environment's good. Perhaps sensory toys, perhaps quiet areas, perhaps bounce zones. Use the phrase, I'm sorry you're having a tough day. And having survival days is okay. It's okay to have those tough days. Remember, if your child has ADHD and autism and possible sensory processing disorder, and maybe even PDA, then the tasks don't seem so simple. When you look at what the child may be feeling through their own eyes, through their own perceptions, then actually those tasks do seem overwhelmingly hard. I do hope that that's gone some way to breaking down some things that we can do to help in what sometimes seems an impossible and chaotic situation. And sometimes when I look at my daughter and her combined ADHD and autism, sometimes it is very chaotic because one inevitably clashes with the other. But there are still things we can do, as suggested in this podcast. I hope you're kind to yourself today. I hope you have the most amazing day. And as always, you can find me at www.sendparentingbalance.com. See you soon.